Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. Dr. Suwela, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. To those who are listening, we are joined by Dr. Suwela, who is from Blue Hills College, who is talking to us this afternoon. Christian education preparing for a secular world. Now, the great myth of education in the modern world is that it is possible to have a purely secular education. Now, Christians have typically bought this lie, thinking that secular education will give their children value-free, neutral facts about the world, to which the parents can season and mix in some Bible facts every Sabbath or maybe Sunday. Now, they think that schools are simply information mills, cranking out facts that will equip the child to one day get a job. Now, interestingly, very few other religions agree. Orthodox Jews educate their children in their own schools. Devout Muslims begin at their own schools. Hindus, Buddhists, and others who really take their faith seriously see to it that their young people are educated in schools of their own making. They do so because they do not believe that secular schools are amoral information factories. Now, Doc, what is the main goal of Christian education? Let's start there.
Okay, thank you for that question, Zama. So primarily, Christian education has to give what our pioneers of Adventism termed as true education. Yes, so when we look at true education, we're talking about that education which focuses on developing a person in totality. In other words, focusing on the mind, the physical aspect, spirituality, as well as the social aspect as well. So the primary goal then, especially if I'm to speak from the Adventist context, we want to give that true education, really, that will cover all these areas of development as far as students are concerned.
I think I'll follow up that question later on, or maybe I should actually start with it. So the end goal, the end results of Christian education is what do we want to achieve?
So in Christianity, if you are to look at Christian education, particularly as we have it in the Adventist context, you will notice that we teach with a view that we are developing a child for eternity. In other words, in our schools, we do not just teach, but we seek to reach out also to the communities that are around us so that we spread the Adventist message as we teach them for this world. They have to be prepared for the world that is coming, that we believe in, which is the second coming of Christ. So we look at developing that individual really with that view that we are teaching for eternity.
Okay. Now, in terms of Christian education, how do we exactly define it? Is it simply following and mimicking secular education with allusions to Christianity, or moralism added to secular knowledge? I mean, I'm looking at science, for instance, Doc, where physical science teaches, or not even physical science, what is that other science? Natural science teaches that the Earth has been here for billions of years, and of course, after billions of years, but then there was a Big Bang, and that happened, and the apes came, and then they developed, and we're human beings today. If you don't teach that curriculum, then you're going to be in trouble, because then these kids are not going to pass that matric. What happens then? What's the point then of Christian education?
Yes, so with Christian education, we are not just mimicking secular teachings, adding what Christianity has to offer also. And I do understand that there are different worldviews out there in the market, but we do our best in Christianity to also bring along the Christian side, so that we also compete with these ideas that are out there, the worldviews that are out there in the market. Allow me to touch on moralism, because as added to secular knowledge, my understanding is that in Christian theology, when we talk about moralism, we refer to a distorted view of faith that emphasizes adherence to moral rules and ethical standards as primary means to attain a righteousness or favor with God, rather than just relying on faith in Christ, in Jesus Christ and his atoning sacrifice. So if you look at moralism, it really emphasizes on the idea that one has to show some good behavior on the outside in terms of how people do things. And but then it neglects the inner transformation that comes from accepting the Holy Spirit, that is accepting God voluntarily as a person that says, "I love God." Now, when we talk about Christian education in that context, a true education, really, as we bring it in our schools, we do not really impose our God that we believe. But we look at it as a harmonious development of the physical, the mental, the social, and the spiritual powers. In other words, when we look at the spiritual aspect, we are saying the student has to develop a voluntary love for God and the voluntary keeping of his precepts. So in as much as we have all these other competing world views, Christianity or true Christian education, by definition, will come in to say, we are coming in to bring the Christian view and not to impose what we believe in the context of Adventism, but we are bringing this as an alternative to all these ideologies that are, and the worldviews that are there in the market. And what we normally see is that learners come to these Adventist schools as secular believers, but at the end of it all, they tend to buy this Christian story and they see value in it.
So, you know, practically in class, I'm standing there. I mean, I'm teaching at the Blue Hills College, for instance, and I'm studying a subject, but there we're talking about, you know, evolution that they are taught in the mainstream and at mainstream schools. And of course, it's part of the curriculum of the nation. Do I then say, okay, here is what has happened and people developed and after 200 billion years, and this is what. And then you say, but guys, don't mind that. This is all a lie. Actually, the earth is 6,000 years and God created the heavens and the earth, and this is what you need to know. Does it work like that?
Yes, to a greater degree, that is what is happening on the ground, because if you look at our schools, for instance, here in South Africa, you notice that Adventism is just a drop in the ocean.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of secular schools around us. And if I'm not mistaken, really, as a church, we are considered as a country, as an unentered area. So you would agree with me that in as much as that is concerned, we have huge challenges in terms of what we teach in class and the curriculum. So the curriculum will indeed require that we teach some of those, for instance, what you mentioned, the theory of evolution and the like. But then Christian education, as we bring it from the Adventist perspective, will then come in to emphasize the story of creation in a manner that will supersede what we have out there, say, in the textbooks as taught in class.
Very interesting. Now, how does Christian education prepare students for a secular world?
Yes, indeed. When we look at these children who come out of our schools, going out there to the world to serve, they bring much benefit to the world or to the society out there. I must say that the demands that we have currently for Christian education speaks volumes in terms of the benefits that these kids carry to the world out there. We may not be in a position to quantify the benefits to say this is how much we bring to the secular world, but I strongly believe that the benefit is really overwhelming. Here, for instance, at Blue Hills, we have parents sitting on a waiting list for a very long time when the year begins, looking for space. And that on its own speaks volumes in terms of the value that they see in Christian education. Not only that, but it's a testimony of what these kids go out there to do, having been molded out of Christian schools that offer Christian education. So Christian education will foster ethical leadership. Not only that, but it will bring about learners that have strong moral character, promoting a culture of service and compassion as well. You'll recall a verse, I think, somewhere in Luke, which says, "Occupy until I come."
I come.
So, yes, so these learners, they go out there to the world to give the best they can. Obviously, coming from a space that has integrated the development of skill with faith, morals, and obviously values of ethics. So when they go out there in the world, they have a lot really to offer to the secular world. I'm just reminded of the statement that Ellen White wrote that I'm sure you also are aware of, which says the greatest want of the world is the want of men who are not going to be bought or sold. Men who are in their innermost souls are true and honest, and they stand for the right, even though the heavens fall. So if we look at the secular world, the corporate world out there nowadays, we are running short of leaders that really uphold principles of responsible citizenship. You have stories of corruption and the like. So all that tells you that Christian education really is to bring out a lot of these learners who are going to go out there and stand for the right and for the truth and practice a good, responsible citizenship.
Now, the role of faith. What is a faith's role in understanding truth and knowledge?
Yes, so if you look at the faith element, where Christian education is concerned, because if you look at secular schools, this is the ingredient which is lacking. But then if you come to our Adventist Christian schools, you'll notice that there is much emphasis really on faith.
Yeah.
Faith in Christian education says, I will rely on God, or I will trust on God. And so we emphasize on that. And so faith really plays a huge role in enhancing the understanding of truth, understanding the things of God. You would remember, I think it's Hebrews chapter 6, 11, verse 6, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever comes to God has to believe that he exists and that he is the rewarder of those that seek him diligently. So faith really is an important ingredient in understanding the things of God, in other words, in understanding the truth. But if you underline a knowledge as well in the learning space or in the learning environment, you want to understand your mathematics, your science, your accounting, you would want to also bring in the faith element there. One, the child has to believe in himself that they can do this. Not only that, but faith will play a bigger role to say, for me to understand this, I really have to rely on God for assistance. I think we believe that where human power ends, that's where God or divine power will take over. We have in the Bible, in the book of Daniel, the story of Daniel, in Daniel chapter 1, where they had to stand out as and considered as the most brilliant kids at the time, because they had this faith ingredient in them, in that they were unique, in that they were coming from Jerusalem. So God also adds in there. That's what we teach also in Christian education, to say, for you to have a greater understanding even of the science and the things of this world, we also need to rely on God, not only on God, but also on the study of the word of God, which is the Bible. It can make us wiser.
Now, I'm looking at faith and also facts. When we are teaching in the classroom, we are dealing with facts. We are dealing with statistics. We are dealing with detail of and all of that. So we're dealing with evidence as well. Now, with faith necessarily, we may not want to go through. Of course, in faith, you also need some kind of evidence, et cetera, et cetera. But you're not going to go all the whole nine yards. At some point, you're going to allow faith to step in where there are things that you cannot prove beyond a reasonable doubt. The Bible also does say that but there's the things that God has hidden that were not for us. And so we may not necessarily have all facts, And so education is interested and is busy with the facts and all of that. How do we contrast then facts vis-a-vis faith?
Yeah, so when you look at education, really, particularly science, because we are in a space where the main world views out there will stand out to the Christianity and what people call now atheism. So you would notice that in most arguments, the science part will always bring in the issue of evidence and facts and going into the lab really to test things for you to come up with a conclusion. But then Christianity, that's where faith comes in, as we just discussed this element of faith, in that indeed it's not everything that can be tested in a lab, because from the biblical text, what we see is that when we talk about God, we're talking about a human being who, a bigger person who created this world and even created the science itself. So sometimes it becomes a challenge to say you can begin to argue based on facts and evidence and tangible things when the God that we actually says, I am a spirit and you need to worship me in spirit. So there's always going to be that gap that Christianity bring that can only be filled by a belief or having faith in God. But what I like is that when we present this Christian story, they tend to buy it simply because we also see and experience God in our own experiences, beside making him a theoretical God, we also have experiences with this goal.
Now, there are some criticisms that Christian education is too Bible-centered and earthly useless. Is there any truth to this concern? Is it possible to be too Bible-focused?
I don't think that it's a true assertion that Christianity is too Bible-centered and earthly useless. Bible-centered, yes. Yes, because the Bible is the textbook that really we rely on. That's like others would rely on the Quran and so on. But in terms of being useful on earth, I think we play a huge role. I'm trying to imagine the type of a world that we could be living in if it wasn't for Christianity. In schools, when you do a comparison between Christian schools and secular schools, you will notice that the difference is really clear, because in secular schools, that's where, even when we talk statistics, you talk about a lot of numbers that come out there for learners that commit suicide, where rape cases happen, where murder cases are reported, where kids on school premises are found smoking dacha, and nowadays we talk about vape. But then when in comparison with what we have in the Christian schools, the picture is totally different. So I would argue to say it's not a true notion, because Christianity has a lot of good that is actually offering on the table vis-a-vis what we can be without this Christian education. For instance, Christian education will incorporate faith and the religious principles so that we shape a world view that is rooted on Christian beliefs, while secular schools will just do away with all these religious things and would just accommodate anything that comes their way. At the end of the day, we have strange things that are happening. People failing to be responsible citizens because they came out of such environments as secular school. So I think Christian education really has a lot of good to offer.
Well, beautiful. As we wrap up, Doc, just in a minute, what would you like to say to our listeners?
I would like to encourage, especially parents, to say, do an investment by taking your child to a Christian school. We have, in our Adventist context, Adventist schools that you can consider taking your child there, and you are not going to regret your decision. It's better to invest now than to regret at a later stage when you get a child or an outcome that you do not want to see. I must say also that for those that are not of the Adventist faith, you can even try to consider this Christian Adventist education, because it is also a way, a tool that we use to reach out to you, so that we create beings or students that are not only useful as they occupy in this world, but who are prepared even for service in the world to come.
Beautiful. Well, Dr. Sewela from Blue Hills College, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a fantastic time talking to you. Blessings.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.